You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard.
Breaking news out of Baltimore this morning. Warrants were issued for the six officers involved in the arrest of Freddie Gray.
The Baltimore City State's attorney has ruled that the death of Freddie Gray was a homicide. She based her decision on her office's investigation and a medical examiner's report.
The ruling comes in the wake of local and national protests. Some were scheduled to coincide with May Day marches today. Joining us is Rashad Robinson, Executive Director of ColorOfChange.org, an online civil rights organization. Rashad, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to the announcement this morning that the officers involved in Freddie Gray's death, it's going to be treated as a homicide, first of all, and six officers will be charged with a range of crimes?
Well, I think it's an incredible victory for the organizing. I think State Attorney Mosley needs to be, really heralded and championed for doing this. She did something that almost no prosecutor does around the country, and as an organization that continues to show up when black people are harmed or hurt by police, and over again, we see no accountability. What happened here today in Baltimore, in the state of Maryland, is remarkable and hopefully a turning point in what's possible when these situations happen.
To what extent does this announcement meet protesters' grievances? What still needs to be tackled here?
Well, I mean, this is just one small piece of the larger set of grievances. I mean, throughout this whole, two-plus weeks of protests, we have seen Baltimore police continue to act with impunity, continue to treat the community as enemy combatants. And that doesn't change with this prosecution. But this prosecution is a step in the right direction. We cannot have a sense of justice, a sense of fairness, a sense of community coming together if there's no accountability for police officers. The indictment does not mean a conviction, though. And so there is still work ahead. There will still have to be the resources put behind a rigorous prosecution. And all of those things still need to happen. But this is an important step along the road, something that those out in the street protesting wanted. But it by no means means that we have put in place the type of structural changes that our communities desperately need.
Well, what are those structural changes? What needs to happen now and maybe after the spotlight goes away?
Well, there's a couple of things that need to happen. Right now, we have no federal database on when someone's hurt or killed by police, so we don't actually have a larger sense of the problem, both locally and nationally. We need, not just in the state of Maryland, but in other states around the country, to pull out these investigations from police departments when something like this happens. Police, over and over again, have proven that they simply cannot police themselves. And why should we expect that to be the case? And so in these situations, we need to put in place special prosecutors so that fairness and justice is incentivized. Prosecutors are oftentimes not incentivized. It's why what happened in Baltimore is so remarkable, because prosecutors need police to do their job. And so those are just, two things. The addition of body cameras, the addition of more community policing and accountability at the local level for police departments, and more police being held accountable when these situations happen. These are all type of structural changes that go beyond one individual case and start producing and pushing a culture where community can feel like they can trust law enforcement. Because at the end of the day, that's going to be really important for community to feel like they can call law enforcement when they need them. And that's not what's happening in so many communities around the country.
In an article on The Root this morning, you criticized the media for failing to tell the whole story of Baltimore. What is missing from what you're seeing in the media?
Well, over and over again, we saw the media, call the protesters names like thugs, talk about, the loss of property over the loss of black lives. For weeks, people had been protesting peacefully, and the media never showed up. And then the media showed up and blamed the protesters for the situation, and almost a throwback to, protesters being blamed for protesting during the Civil Rights Movement, or protesters being blamed for protesting during the Stonewall riots, and not looking at the underlying causes of why people were protesting in the first place, why communities were standing up and pushing back. The media coverage that we continue to see sits inside of a larger challenge we have with media that doesn't tell the full story. You know, Color of Change actually looked at the local news coverage in New York, for instance. And we picked New York because the local news coverage oftentimes sets a standard for other places around the country. And we looked at how they covered crime by race. You know, looking at the arrest records by race and looking at when they identified suspects by race. And saw a distortion rate at 20 to 40%, meaning that local news stations were actually overrepresenting the amount of black suspects in crime that was actually happening, sort of in proportion, and underrepresenting white crime. And so we continue to see that in cities and places all around the country that feeds this type of bias, that feeds this type of culture, that puts communities in harm's way and makes these situations somewhat acceptable to maybe people. And so we think there's a lot of work to do in holding media accountable as much as we have to do work to push for policy change.
Talking to Rashad Robinson with Color of Change about the latest news from Baltimore and more long-term issues as well. And let's go long-term, Rashad. I mentioned, after the cameras are gone, when the story is happening in another city. If we take a community like Baltimore or Ferguson, Missouri or New York or insert a city here, what do we need to do to change things fundamentally so that we're not talking about this story again in 5 or 10 or 20 years in that city?
I mean, what we're seeing in these cities when people show up is because there is no sense of justice. You know, when the situation that recently happened in South Carolina where the video surfaced of the police officer shooting the unarmed man in the back, you know, we instantly saw community respond, but we saw the local officials respond as well. And as a result, there was a much different reaction locally. So this idea that we need special prosecutors, we need new structures to ensure that justice is served, will, I believe, bring about different type of responses from community. Community need to believe that they are heard and that they are counted and that their voices and their humanity is visible in our society. And when that doesn't happen, people are going to stand up and fight back. We, I think, are entering a new phase of participation with communities believing that enough is enough. And we saw young activists draw the line in the sand in Ferguson. We saw young activists show up in Baltimore. We are in a different age with technology, social media, the ability to leverage video content. All of those things are going to make it much harder for the status quo to sort of exist, where police departments can act with impunity and believe that there's going to be no consequence.
So you write that there's a very real potential right now to build lasting change from the Baltimore uprising. What does it take to make sure that, I guess, we keep an eye on the ball and make those changes while the attention is there?
Well, I think it's going to, you know, I think how we move this issue that has deep cultural presence, where people are talking about it on the news, how we translate that cultural presence to the cultural power that makes change is that these young, black folks and brown folks who have been in the streets and young white folks who I've met out in the streets who have been raising their voices and pushing back, while their voices are being heard, more people need to stand up and get involved. We need more allies, more people to see this as their fight, to see this struggle is about making America whole, about making our communities places where all of us are valued and treated with respect. And so in keeping our eye on the ball, for people who are listening at home and are outraged by this, this is a moment. This is our moment to look back and say five years from now or 10 years from now and say, this is the moment when I got involved and I stood up. I called my representative. I pushed for legislation locally and nationally. We do have the opportunity at the federal level to get some executive orders that deal with this, but also some potential for bipartisan legislation. And we're also entering a presidential election season where the candidates are going to be coming to all of our communities and asking us what we care about. And we're really putting issues on the table. And this just can't be an issue for the black community. It has to be an issue for all of our communities. Our ability to be safe, our ability to be treated with fairness is something that affects all of us, and all of us have to have skin in the game.
Do you expect to see more protests in Baltimore and elsewhere after today? Do you hope to see more protests?
Absolutely, I hope to see more protests, and there will be more protests. Until this structural changes, we will continue to see these incidents happen. We will continue to see them happen in the communities. And time again, my organization shows up and we push and we fight and we raise our voices and we demand for legislation and we demand to hold media accountable. And I believe that until the actual change happens, people will continue to fight, continue to raise their voices, and continue to welcome more people into the struggle.
Rashad, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was Rashad Robinson, Executive Director of ColorofChange.org, talking about the charges filed today against six Baltimore police officers.